This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. There are changes aplenty today at the yoga apparel giant Lululemon. Chairman and founder Dennis Chip Wilson is going to step down. CEO Christine Day will be replaced by Laurent Poitevin, who until recently was the CEO of Tom's Shoes. Yes, this is the same Lululemon of the transparent yoga pants from a couple of months ago. You might also recall Dennis Wilson saying some women's bodies just aren't made for Lululemon pants. Marketplace's Stacey Vanek Smith has the company's story.
Lululemon is a little different from other retailers, says Candace Corlett, president of WSL Strategic Retail.
This is about a culture, a mindset. And I think their brilliance was being able to tap into that mindset and nurture it for so long.
That mindset of health, wellness, and other things.
Brian Tracy CDs were huge. Good to Great, it was on the book club list.
Elizabeth Likrish is a writer. She worked at Lululemon in 2011 while attending grad school. She was surprised by some of the material the company encouraged her to read.
It culminated in Atlas Shrugged, which nobody had read. And nobody had read Ayn Rand, but you would mention her and their eyes would kind of glaze over. And they'd say, oh, Ayn Rand and objectivism, and yeah, we believe.
Likrish says employees were also encouraged to join Landmark, a well-known series of self-help seminars, and that there was a lot of pressure put on eating right and taking the company's free fitness classes.
That sounds great, but that kind of translates to, like, pressure to go to CrossFit at 5:30 in the morning before you work all day.
Likrish says customers felt the pressure, too. She says the store didn't treat plus-size customers very well. I called Lululemon to ask about this, but they didn't respond. John Horan is with Sporting Good Intelligence. He says Lululemon's strong corporate culture inspires employees. But when that starts to get exclusionary, it's bad for business.
At times, these corporate cultures can run amok, and I think maybe a little of that happened with Lululemon.
Horan says the culture and brand image need some remodeling, but there's a lot of good there.
They have terrific people in the stores, people who really are committed to the brand and to the products, and that's the upside of their culture.
Horan says the new CEO needs to be careful not to throw the baby out with the transparent yoga pants. In New York, I'm Stacey Vanek Smith for Marketplace.